USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was in Florida today, as was President Trump. The former vice president held a drive-thru rally in Coconut Creek. He told those in the socially distanced crowd that the Sunshine State is key to winning the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of this country is at stake right here in Florida. It's up to you. You hold the key. If Florida goes blue, it's over.
While Biden was in South Florida, Trump was on the state's west coast in Tampa. He packed thousands of mostly maskless supporters into a football stadium. With less than a week left, both candidates are delivering their closing arguments for why they should be president. As the campaigns are in Florida, another poll gives the edge to Biden. This time it's a new Hill-Harris poll that says the Democrat leads 50-47%. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A man used a knife to attack people at the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice, France, killing 3 people. Authorities say several others were injured. A suspect is in custody. Local media report that 2 people were killed inside the church and another died outside the basilica. French President Emmanuel Macron has mobilized thousands of soldiers in response to the threat of terrorism. Britain's Labour Party has suspended its former leader, Jeremy Corbyn, over his response to a watchdog report on persistent anti-Semitism during his 5-year reign. Corbyn's ouster from a party he led in the last 2 national elections mark him as a near outcast for now. Jewish leaders, including lawmakers within the Labour Party, have accused the party rank and file of using anti-Semitic language on social media and in party meetings for years, including smears against Jews at large and anti-Israel and anti-Zionist rhetoric, often veering into outright anti-Semitism. At the close on Wall Street Thursday, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ were all up, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Twitter account has been blocked. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Twitter account of Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan was suspended for a post praising the success of the southern border wall. Morgan reacting to that news while visiting a portion of the new wall in Texas. Morgan reacting to that news on Twitter.
So with all due respect, Twitter, you're locking my account. Doesn't pass the BS test.
Twitter saying the account violated rules for hateful conduct. Morgan is able to use his Twitter account now.
Millions of people were without power and at least 6 were dead Thursday after Hurricane Zeta slammed into Louisiana and made a beeline across the South, leaving shattered buildings, thousands of downed trees, and fresh anguish over a record-setting hurricane season. From the bayous of the Gulf Coast to Atlanta and beyond, Southerners used to dealing with dangerous weather were left to pick up the pieces once again just days ahead of an election in which early voting continued despite the storm. Jerry Falwell Jr. has filed suit against Liberty University. He alleged that the school founded by his late pastor father damaged his reputation in a series of public statements that followed his resignation as president and chancellor back in August amid a series of scandals. The lawsuit was filed in Lynchburg Circuit Court and includes claims of defamation and breach of contract. For news anytime, log on to our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.